Nice. Soul on ice. I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. Thank you for joining us wherever or whenever you are listening. You are now rocking with the best. My name is Kwame. This is Soul on Ice, the podcast. And joining me for our playoff edition is my brother from another mother. They call him Jordan Buhat from the hit TV show Grownish, actor extraordinaire and hockey fan extraordinaire. Mr. Buhat, I'm wondering, how are you feeling about your Oilers?
I'm pretty ecstatic. Like the fact that we were able to get the Battle of Alberta done in five games, it's a mixed bag. It was like, man, I wish we could have even watched that a little bit longer, but I'm also happy that we got that done before having to go to the, you know, excruciating seven or six or anything like that. So not that the games weren't full tilt during those five games. Yeah, I'm pretty happy.
Yeah. I it says a lot that they could close it out like that. You know, you saw a young man who is coming into his own by the name of Connor McDavid. Draisaitl, Kane, the whole group just, you know, they gelled the way we've all expected them to gel this year. My one fear going forward is Darnell Nurse. Not being 100%, he wasn't really a big factor in this play, in this series. And he wasn't a liability, and he wasn't an asset. I think he was just there. And we need him to be an asset for Oilers to go any further. We're going to be jumping back and forth because I want to get your thoughts on the Avalanche and what they were able to do against St. Louis.
If we go over to the Colorado St. Louis situation, they ended that in six. Thank goodness. I was actually extremely happy to see that it was Colorado going through for many reasons, to be able to see McKinnon versus McDavid. You know, of course there's many other matchups that are also in there. But that's just one for the ages, you know, arguably two of the top four players in the league going head to head. I mean, with the other, one of the other top four being on the same team as McDavid as well, but McKinnon's just a whole other beast that, as you know, people from Edmonton, we don't get to see them very often.
Right.
Three times we saw them, but it just seemed like it was kind of a flash in the pan. And those games were exciting. They were close. So what I'm excited for is really, really competitive hockey. I said this to someone the other day. I could see this going to seven.
Yeah.
I could see this being done in four. I could see it being done in kind of anywhere because these teams, it's really unpredictable. We kind of forget, like, there's not as much mention as Colorado's only played nine games because they only needed it. So they're going to be a monster.
What I thought about for the Avalanche game is I feel like they should have finished it in five.
Right.
They should have been that last game should have been it.
It was 10 games. My bad. Sorry.
Yeah. But, you know, that is the difference between the Edmonton and the Avalanche series. You know, I think Edmonton finished it when they were supposed to finish it. Avalanche took an extra game to finish it. And I think goaltending is going to be the key to the Avalanche Edmonton series. Whoever goalie can give them that one extra save is the team that's going to go ahead. And I know that's kind of common sense, but I think that either team hasn't had a goaltender that has stood out and really locked it down. But Yes, McKinnon, McDavid, that's going to be a great matchup to watch just to see what these young guys are going to do, the level they're going to take it. McKinnon has been wanting it longer than McDavid, so I'm expecting him to even turn it up a little bit more. But that goal McKinnon scored in game five, is that the greatest single-handed effort you've ever seen? Or have you seen a single effort better than that? Because we've also seen Connor McDavid do plays like that. What would you say?
I would say that the coast-to-coast was great, but there's a lot of space. You give him that space, then you know he's going to do that to you. I think more impressive than the actual coast-to-coast was just that move on whoever that defenseman was. I can't remember who it was. The Deke going on to the inside and then top shelf. That was super impressive. Though I do kind of make, and obviously there's a bias here, I do really enjoy that goal that Connor had against
New York.
He went through all five of them and he only used one quarter of the ice to start with. You know what I mean?
True.
You know what I mean? Like he only used their end. He didn't even build up speed. He used about 10 feet of room to build up speed to get to where he needed to go. Right. So I think that they're really close. Like I'm not even saying, like, don't hear what I'm not saying. That goal was fan freaking I think it's probably the best goal of the entire playoffs for sure. So that's without a doubt. But yeah, I think that McDavid goal was just on top of it.
I would say it's the best end-to-end or best single-handed effort throughout the playoffs for sure.
Yeah.
I think here's where I would edge him over the McDavid. And it's not the on ice. It's the mentality of that goal. They were down. Was it they're down and he tied it? Was that goal? Was that the goal? No. So it was 4-4, I believe, or 3-3. It's 4-4. Because McKinnon, like, the team was up already. They're up by three goals. St. Louis comes back. If you're sitting on the bench, and you're McKinnon especially, you're just going, what is going on here? We should be closing this out. We've let them come back. And now all of a sudden they've tied this game up. You know what? I'm over this. Give me the puck, get out of my way. And that end-to-end to me was more of a statement, this is who I am. I need to finish this right now in this moment. And that's for me why I kind of considered it the best that I've ever seen. Only because the McDavid one was, let me just show you my skill. There's no urgency in this goal. There's nothing on the line here. So there's no desperation for me to do this. I'm just going to show you how good I am. But McKinnon's, to me, showed how good he was. Yes, very much open ice. And I don't know what that defense was doing, like just letting him go like that. But I just thought the urgency, and I was out of my seat when I saw it. So I agree with you where you really can't compare, but man, just the idea of being in that position and scoring that goal at that time was great. Yeah. But then how would you feel right after and they come and tie it up and then beat you in overtime? Like, that must have been frustrating.
I will use your argument for the same reason, because the game was also – Oilers were down 4-5 against New York as well.
Oh, okay.
So that was also a game-tying goal. And if I'm not mistaken, this might give it the edge. It was actually a dedication night for a retired Oiler.
Okay.
So I hear your argument, but it just so happens that was the same scenario with a little bit of a bump for a dedication night for an old Oiler. I remember watching an interview being like, I remember that being it was special just to do it for because it was that night and that kind of stuff. So again, you know, I could hear either argument. I would hear either one. So yeah, both amazing goals.
Both amazing goals. So we've got one series left to determine. We are recording this May 29th on a beautiful Sunday morning, and Carolina couldn't close it out in six. They're going to seven. I'm gonna give Carolina the edge because of home ice. You know, they've got that advantage.
Right.
But I just feel like the Lightning are just going to breeze right through and go straight to the finals.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of looking like that, isn't it? You know, Tampa Bay turned on their postseason energy.
And I've always said this about the East and the West. The West, they just beat themselves down. Yeah. By time they get to the finals, the East team like Tampa Bay is just like, hey, man, thank you. Hey, maybe we'll go five or six, but it's not, you know, that's, I don't know. The New York, Carolina, this is why it just brings me back to Toronto. Because they, you know, if I feel like Tampa was ready to be put to bed in that series. Now they are the Tampa Bay of the last two seasons. And I'm just like, who's beating that team? And maybe Florida had an off series, intimidated, first time in that type of position, and they couldn't do it. You know, we've seen that happen to Tampa Bay before, but I don't know, man. I just feel like they are the favorites once again, but I'm rooting for the Oilers to play them, and I feel like if Nurse gets back to where he can be, I think we'll be fine there.
It's funny, yeah, you were saying about Nurse earlier. I actually enjoy Nurse being a neutral threat because – though he's been neutral, if I'm not mistaken, Nurse has still been playing very well, kind of like Draisaitl has with his ankle injury. You know, no big, just kind of putting up 26 points, Draisaitl anyway, you know. But Nurse has, during the season, at times, if I notice Nurse, it's not always for the best reasons.
Right. Okay.
I've found Nurse in these playoffs actually to be more effective, and I enjoy his play more when I don't notice him.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's out of his hands quickly, which he has a great first pass, and he shuts down someone real quickly. When I notice him is when he's being blown by. He has good speed on a straightaway, but you can get around Nurse pretty easily. So I enjoy it when I actually don't notice him as much. And with CeCe there paired with him to almost cover for some of his mistakes, it's been a really, really good pairing, unexpected pairing. But we noticed that over the course of the season, the CeCe was better than we thought. The people that I do notice now, and for a good reason, are Duncan Keith and Evan Bouchard.
Right.
I mentioned this early on in the playoffs that Duncan Keith probably has the best outlet pass that I have ever seen an Oiler have since I have been watching. And Evan Bouchard is starting to shoot the puck more, has a couple goals this playoffs. And I think that it's those two, when you notice them, it's really, really beneficial for the Oilers and to not notice Nurse as much as possible.
Please excuse the background wind if you hear it. I am sitting in my patio. It's a beautiful Sunday morning. I just could not resist. I have to do it. I got a recording. I got to record outside.
Sunday morning.
Yes. Easy like Sunday morning, as the one Lionel Richie would say. Yeah, Jordan, I know. Some really great analysis, or really good conversations about the playoffs so far. Avalanche, Oilers, we know that for sure. What do you say, unbiasedly, what do you think as far as the series goes?
Unbiasedly, it is a flip of a coin.
Yeah.
I truly believe that, because when it comes to the top four teams left in any sport, if you're the last four, really, I think it's... You have to watch how the first game goes. If you're trying to predict beforehand, then I think that most likely you're just guessing, just like we all are.
Yeah.
Let's say I have to pick a winner. Let's say I have to, then I have to pick Colorado as the 51% over 49% for the Edmonton Oilers. Just because if you want to just keep kicking the, you know, if you just want to keep saying the same thing over and over and over again about the Oilers, it's just the depth. That's all. That's all. You know, I mean, when McDavid and Draisaitl are producing, you can't stop them. But same can be said against McKinnon, but others in those lines have on Colorado have been a lot more quiet. But if you just push those numbers down their lineup, they're a lot higher than the Oilers are in their depth. It's just who can outscore who when who is not on the ice. That's what it's going to come down to. I want to say 50-50, but if I have to choose, it'll be 51 Colorado, 49 Oilers. Just for that reason, because I don't believe that the goaltenders are really there's an outmatch there. Yeah. I think that the defense is marginally better, but again, at the top four teams of the playoffs, that everyone's probably playing really well, whether they're playing over their overalls or anything like that, and it's just so heavily favored in Connor and Draisaitl over, sure, they've got Rantanen and they got Kadri, they've got a whole bunch of, and McKinnon and everyone going down, Makar and everyone down there, but Draisaitl and McDavid, when they're on, they've shown that no one can stop them. So if they can, Colorado. If they can't, maybe in four.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
I'm looking for it to go to seven, and I think just like you, I can't give I would like to see the first game first, and then I think I will choose who it will be. I know that's unfair when it comes to choosing, but I just like
he
to
makes
see.
Me choose, and then he doesn't choose.
I got
makes
see
me look one. Bad.
Yeah, I got to see the first one. So
yeah.
Okay. Well, when we next time we talk, there'll be a lot more hockey going, and a lot more opinions and breakdowns on what we think of the conference finals and how it's going so far. Other than that, my friend, how are you doing? What's new and exciting? What are you up to?
I'm doing fantastic. We're out here in Knoxville, Tennessee. As you can see, I'm not in my usual studio, and we're watching my friend Haley Murillo compete at the Mid-Atlantic CrossFit Championship. It is going swimmingly. There's so much fitness going on, and some incredibly, incredibly talented athletes. It's a blast just gearing up for next week for when Lucy competes at a separate competition as well. So it's been mixing in the hockey when I can, and it's going really well.
And CrossFit is a huge, fitness is a huge part of your family, yourself and your wife, which if anybody ever gets a chance to check out Jordan's Instagram, you'll see what a monster this guy is in the gym. Is that something that you just kind of fell into, or is it something that you've always been passionate about growing up?
Well, my dad actually raised me into fitness because he's a Canadian national champion in bodybuilding, bantamweight division, natural. So I just kind of grew up in that. Probably, I remember the first time I stepped into a gym was, I mean, to work out was when I was like 10 years old, but I was spending my daycares, you know, time at the gym when my dad was at the gym. I've been there my whole life, at least surrounded by it, whether I was interested in doing it or not. Not until high school was I actually interested. But yeah, I've been around it my entire life.
Wow. Well, yeah. Good for you. Keep it up, my friend. Good. And for all our soul brothers and soul sisters out there, please subscribe, rate, and review. Make sure you tell a friend, enjoy some hockey, and we'll see you back here next week.
I got one thing before we go.
Give it to me.
It's thin, but it's a possibility. There is a percentage there if we see a 2006 Stanley Cup final rematch of the Carolina Hurricanes and the Edmonton Oilers. There is a chance. I mean, Tampa Bay looks like, again, that they're very strong, but Carolina's made it to the top eight.
Wouldn't that be beautiful?
And they're going to game seven, so you never know.
We won't get rolled.
Well, they won't get rolled this time.
We won't get.
Man. We got another old goalie in there instead.
If we had more time, you know what? Next week, let's make sure next week we talk about that experience in 2006, because what a run, what energy in Edmonton. That was my first year living in Edmonton. Let's talk about that next week for sure. I think that, done. You know, and let's pray to the hockey gods that we can get some revenge and throw our energy out to Carolina to win, throw our energy out to Edmonton to win so we can get that matchup.
Great. Rod the Bod, we'll see you in the final.
There you go. For Jordan Buhat, the rest of the Soul on Ice crew, my name is Kwame, and we are out.
And when we make it, we gonna put our soul on ice. Cause when they doubted us, we did it twice. I guess the poop is in the freezer. They tried to get rid of us, but they need us. So I need you, like you need me. I need you, like you need me. We double up when our numbers come through the TV. Yeah. Soul on ice, I'ma put my soul on ice.
Nice. You goddamn right, I'm screaming on that beat. I got a match screaming on the streets. We in the club, stadium, and the arena, cousin. Put me on ice and I'm hitting that top. Trees are dusting, fussing, fighting with myself is enticing. My enemies in the mirror, and he's always reciting the poetry of my power, statistic of my weakness. Shadow boxing with Tyson, I'm trying to show y'all I'm beating them to the punch. Competition on the table, which time for lunch? Though my mission is unstable, I'm scoring once, twice, three times, and I'm taking hats. Men lie, women lie, progress is based upon the facts. So let that baby shine, they soul is showing older, they live within the grind. Now take them out that stroller, cause coming up is a champ. Prediction of Ali, he changed his name to Muhammad. We change him free to a fee, it's up to me. And when we make it, we gon' put our soul on ice. Cause when they doubted us, we did it twice. I guess the poop is in the freezer. They tried to get rid of us, but they need us. So I need you, like you need me. I need you, like you need me. We double up when our numbers come through the TV. Soul on ice, I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice. Let's dedicate this one to Jaden Linda. Let's escalate to Caddy, crush the Pinto. Or maybe you prefer that Benz, why? That big truck, I don't give a f***. Only really want a house for the gift. Let's take it far down on the competition. Competition is nonsense, it's me and my soul's decision. Yeah, I only work against myself. I play against you to bench you. I'm throwing all shots to the shelf. Yeah, the top is the topic. You checking your armor. My wheel telescopic, so I'm steering my karma. The future is mine, like receiving the pass from Jesus or Jordan or Crosby, Stills and Nash. We young, and when we make it, we gon' put our soul on ice. Cause when they doubted us, we did it twice. I guess the proof is in the freezer.
They tried to get rid of us, but they need us. So I need you like you need me. I need you like you need me. We double up when our numbers come through the TV. Soul on ice. I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice.